Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So we're just going to get right into this. I'm just going to ask you a question, and I want your honest response, okay?
I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
That was a question. It's a request and a question.
Yes.
A request.
Yes. Yes.
If Deshaun is healthy.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Is making the playoffs enough?
If Deshaun's healthy, is making the playoffs enough? Yes.
I'm surprised you would say that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he hasn't made the playoffs yet.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, think about it. Because I'm just thinking out loud here, because this was part of a topic. We're actually going to play something that generated a Donnybrook on with the Morning Boys with Danny today. So there will be no concerns on the Browns on the Deshaun deal. Everything will be validated if the Browns win this year. Make the playoffs this year. I'm not promising winning a playoff game, making the Super Bowl, none of that. They quote unquote just make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. By the way,
I'm thinking too much on it. I've got two thoughts. Number one, he hasn't made the playoffs, so like that's a nice step forward for him, just to get there. And I think that. Okay, had you told me 3 years ago when we got Deshaun that the expectation would be just for him to be healthy and make the playoffs, I would have said, this is going to be an utter disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen the last 2 years. He hasn't been healthy. They made the playoffs without him playing quarterback. And so, yeah, I think it's sort of the expectations have been lowered for Deshaun Watson. But in the end, like if Deshaun doesn't get to a title game, whether it be AFC title or Super Bowl, this whole tenure will be a disappointment.
I don't think so anymore. I don't think so anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think you made the trade to win a Super Bowl, and that's why you initially made the trade. But 2 years in, if Deshaun has you perpetually on the steps of the playoffs and perpetually competitive, from where we're sitting today, that should be a massive win. And again, my thing is, it always goes to, well, if you make the playoffs, it's a success. Yes. But he's got to win a Super Bowl at some point. I'll be honest with you. I think making the playoffs will reset the bar for the conversation. Right now, and we've talked about it, I've said we probably should change our expectations a little bit based off how the first 2 years went. And from here, if this year you make the playoffs, it's beyond a success. Doesn't matter what it doesn't even matter what happens in the playoffs. Everything that goes above and beyond just making the playoffs absolutely helps take some of the edge off and any remaining pressure. But I think it's interesting to hear people say, "Man, the playoffs isn't enough." I think the Browns can win a Super Bowl. I do. They have that kind of talent if Deshaun can stay healthy. But I can say that about Baltimore, certainly.
Sure.
I obviously can say that about Kansas City. There's probably five or six teams. There's probably seven real teams that you can say, if their quarterback's healthy, they have a chance to win a championship. So I think sometimes we conflate championship aspirations, which we should all have. All right? And listen, that is still the goal with Deshaun. Whether it's this year, next year, the year after, at some point you hope that they can get to a Super Bowl. But the idea that the stakes on this trade, not the stakes, that the outcome of the trade from here out has to be the same as what it was 2 years ago, too much has happened. It's okay. This isn't lowering the bar. All right? This isn't moving goalposts. It's saying the last 2 years have went worse than any of us could have imagined. From the Deshaun trade thing, what have you gotten from Deshaun? And by the way, the Browns have still been pretty successful despite that. But I digress. So I think the last 2 years have to figure into this whole conversation.
I think they do. I don't know, man. To this point, you would have to agree this has been a total disaster.
Yeah, I don't think anyone says any, like, you can explain the context as I have.
And sure, you did a great job. You laid it out.
And you know what? That's what I do. I'm a layout guy. And they
say you're a lay guy.
Like, people say that about Nikki Dubs all the time. Here's the other thing, though. You can also admit,
have you been laid by Nick?
Like, I have said, hey, I don't think Deshaun was really that bad last year. Like, I actually think Deshaun did take a step last year. And if you factor in the shoulder injury, I'm probably as rosy as anybody in Cleveland is on Deshaun. And you can still look at the big picture and say, 2 years in, that's not what we signed up for. At the same time, there's no way, like, again, the wording here is important. If Deshaun is healthy, guys, if Deshaun's healthy, that might be the biggest victory you could have possibly this side of the Super Bowl or going to the AFC title game. If Deshaun is healthy, we get to recalibrate from here what we think, and maybe start to really talk about winning a Super Bowl, whether or not you're going to have everybody back in the future or not. So, the funny thing is, I don't think people realize it's double wins. You get enough wins on a loaded schedule to make the playoffs, which people are already scared about. And that, by the way, I think we'd probably be scared if Deshaun was coming off a healthy season. This is a tough schedule. And there's
extremely tough. And it starts off tough. Every game in September, I mean, the easiest game's probably the Raiders, right?
I think it's going to be a cakewalk.
The Raiders?
I think September. You know, I already have
a cakewalk?
I think Jacksonville's the toughest game on the schedule there. I think the only thing that scares me about Dallas is Dak Prescott is a hell of a quarterback, and we're to the point where Dak is underrated. Dak single-handedly can win you games. The problem is that defense is not going to be that defense anymore. They've let some guys go. They didn't replace any of the guys. I'm not a Cowboy hater. I'm not. The Walmart Cowboy fans drive me crazy, but I'm not a Cowboy hater. I think that Cowboys fans native to Dallas are some of the coolest, craziest fans in the NFL, and I love how passionate they are about their team. Everybody else, you're all front runners. If you live in Parma and you're a Cowboys fan, cool. You're just telling on yourself, unless you have any connection to Dallas. Same, yeah, if you're in Idaho and you're a Cowboys fan, or if you're in D.C. and a Cowboys fan, or Carolina and you're a Cowboys fan, you're a front runner. But
dude, listen, can I
tell you? I blacked out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, wake up. I'm kidding.
You jammed me up right back. I
don't even know why I did that, because you're always awake for the most part. It's me that sleeps.
I wasn't going to say it.
I did.
I wasn't going to jam you back. Thank you for jamming yourself. So what were you going
to
say?
Forgot to this morning. Hey, so if you want to look at the Browns look ahead spreads, for the season.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and these obviously change as the teams have injuries or whatever and all that good stuff. But like, dude, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
The whole schedule.
Outside of one game,
yeah,
it's a field goal spread.
I think that makes sense given the uncertainty with Deshaun.
I agree with that.
But
doesn't that make you think that, like, okay, all those games are certainly winnable
mm-hmm.
and could go either way, kind of like a toss-up, so to speak. But it also could go the other way.
But yeah, isn't that 99% of games in the NFL?
Sure. But the point is you got to be more consistent than the other teams. And with our uncertainty with Deshaun, I said this yesterday. The Browns, like, I don't think it's likely, but they could be a 6-win team.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'll be honest with you, I've
couched. How do you not think so? Or how do you not even think it's possible?
Because
you said yesterday you don't think it's possible.
I would say last year is how I think it's not possible. Last year you had 5 different quarterbacks. Deshaun played 5 games. And by the way, several of those, like almost half those games, you played with a quarterback that couldn't do it. Either PJ Walker, I don't want to say, I really thought DTR played well. But you played, those 5 games with PJ Walker and DTR should have swayed you. And should have led you to be...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
8-win team instead of an 11-win team. So... last year was the worst case scenario, and we can do, because here's the thing, I try to at all points hear any point of view, and I don't want to try and invalidate or try and come back. It's a valid line of thinking to say, well, you had a little lighter schedule. I'm done talking about it. They won 11 games. I'm done apologizing for the Cleveland Browns' success, and I'm not saying you're saying that, but like, yes, yes, every game on this schedule should be a field goal, a 4, maybe 4.5-point game going into the season. I think they're going to change. I think it's going to take a big performance from Deshaun against Dallas to recalibrate things for a lot of people's mindset. I don't think it should, by the way. I'm here trying to stay balanced as I possibly can for 17 games. But like, I look at this and I think I'm just over the... we talked about the vibes yesterday. We exercised the vibes. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not apologizing for the Browns' ability to succeed the last 4 years. And I know that 2 of those years, they didn't make the playoffs. That's still better than anything I've had the 20 previous years before. And by the way, half the time under this, with 3 of the 4 years having having no health at quarterback, having either a one-armed, and it's the wrong arm, Baker Mayfield, or having Jacoby Brissett into Deshaun, having Deshaun and PJ Walker and DTR and Jeff freaking Driscoll. Like, I can't do this anymore. I've walked softly to try and respect everybody's opinion on this, and I think I'm done. The Browns should make the playoffs. It's that simple. With or without Deshaun, they should make the playoffs. So if they make the playoffs without Deshaun again, if they, when I say without, I mean, I'm talking about if he didn't play half a season, used to make the playoffs, it's a rousing success.
Yeah.
It's just not something we can build on going forward because it's a year-by-year thing with other quarterbacks. If they make it with Deshaun, it's going to be the best season you've had in Browns football since, I don't know, 1988. Because for once, you'll be able to carry over, hey, maybe we have that franchise quarterback, and you will have made the playoffs for the second straight year, which you haven't done since the late 80s anyways.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. I just think that this is going to be a very interesting season. You think September's a cakewalk. I hope you're right. But I think we'll know a hell of a lot more about Deshaun and about this team when we enter October against Washington on the 6th.
Can I revise cakewalk?
Revise.
I think it's more of a cakewalk than people think. That's more. People act.
Okay. All right. You walking it back?
I walk it out. There's a song like that once, kids. Look it up. You acted like that's the easiest.
Great song.
It is a great song. That is the easiest stretch of the schedule from Dallas to Jacksonville to the Giants to the Raiders to Washington.
Sound like Big and Rich singing "We're Coming to Your City."
It's another great song. Also,
from Jacksonville.
By the way, We Built This City. Another great song.
Yeah.
Jefferson Airplane. Jax, look that one up. Get in a time machine while you're at it with your chocolate milk.
Jefferson Airplane.
But no, I'm so glad Ken said what he said and he got jammed up by Danny. I'm so glad because it like set off a light bulb in my head. Like, what are we doing? Like, I get it, man. There are questions about the Browns. Welcome to the NFL. I get it. Yep. The Gardos. Yep. Yep, this is not looking great. They're down 3-1. They've lost 4 straight games. Yeah, I wish they won the last 4 games. They're also still one of the absolute best teams in baseball, despite being below 500 the last 70 games. I'm done apologizing for Cleveland's success. It's a good time, man. Like, I think yesterday's vibe check on the Browns, I think it kind of broke my brain. Because I just realized that I'm not living in the misery anymore, man. I'm so excited for this season. And I think Dallas, it's not going to be a cakewalk, but I think Dallas is very beatable. I think they should win that game. I think Jacksonville is like one bad stretch away from getting Doug Peterson fired. I don't know what the hell the Giants are doing. I think Dable's a good coach, and that's the only...
That's my point. Like, I think that's a game that, you know, everyone says because the Browns are favored by like a touchdown in that one. It's the only one, by the way. That because I've seen Dable. I think he's a hell of a coach.
We got a hell of a coach, too.
No, I know that.
I think that's a coaching push. Two great coaches, and I'll take the better roster. I jammed you up there again. I'm sorry. I'm in it.
Who would you take right now, Daniel Jones or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson. Daniel Jones is a slap ass. Like, I can give benefits of the doubt to Deshaun. I mean, Daniel Jones should have never gotten 4 years, 160. Daniel Jones should be Russell Wilson's backup. He shouldn't be the face of the New York football Giants. I just remembered, I'm totally, you know what, in somebody's Wheaties down the hall as well. It's a great day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.